when she mentioned how her aunt bit off the spoon, she completely done me in. And my heart went on a journey to the moon when she told about her father and the gin. And I never saw more enchanting farce than the moment when she shouted, "Move your bloomin'."
Yeah, maybe that's enough of that.
One evening as the sun went down and the jungle fire was burning, down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the big rock candy mountains."
Hey there, you're listening to the Boredom Experiment.
This is a podcast
made by your hosts.
We are a family of five who own no TV and left social media over a year ago to live with more intention.
My name is Jeremy.
And I'm Ashley.
I'm Micah.
Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Zion. And this is the Boredom Experiment.
Beautiful.
Can we hear it?
The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the big rock candy mountains.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to season two, or dose if you're bilingual, of the Boredom Experiment. With this episode, we just want to revisit what we're about over here and talk a tiny bit about where we are going in season two. If you don't know what the Boredom Experiment is all about, let us refresh your memory. April 1st of 2015, we made a decision.
Oh, the fear is...
We disappear from whose eye?
It's the fear is that it's a career ruiner. You know, if I take a step back and I just look realistically at it, life can get better.
I think so. I think life can get way better.
Well, and I know that, you know, immersing ourselves in that stuff only makes us worse. I know it.
Are we gonna do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Really?
Let's do it.
Shake on it?
Shake on it.
Really?
My hand's right here. 90-10 rule.
Okay.
1 year. It's April 1st.
It's April 1st.
As a sidebar, our parents are photographers and storytellers by trade. They run a photography business out of our home and travel all over the world for weddings and events. Somehow, along the way, they became engrossed in social media. They looked at it almost constantly for mindless entertainment, inspiration, connecting to others, growing their business, and sharing personal stories. The only problem, as follower numbers grew, everything else suffered, including us. Well, okay, we weren't suffering, but it was hard being ignored.
So in early spring of 2015, feeling creatively stale and absent-minded, we decided to leave social media for a one-year hiatus. We talked a lot about how difficult it would be, and all of the risks and fears of being business owners who no longer engaged in social media. But we had no idea all the benefits that would come from deleting those apps and walking away for a year. Seriously, it changed everything, which is a little sad to admit, but it's the truth.
Sitting here on the other side of 15 months without social media, life feels richer. Social media had been a way for us to escape reality when things got difficult or stressful.
we now have a chance to participate in our lives. The good, the hard, the fun, the scary. It has deepened our relationships with family and friends, the way we create, the expanding of our minds and the ability to grow in empathy, not easy to do when on social media. Every day has a deeper purpose, and even quiet and boredom feel productive in our family, instead of something we try to avoid.
We see life differently now. So much so, we've decided to continue the boredom experiment and ring in season 2. Season 2 is going to be the same, but different. We hope to collaborate as a family and bring you interesting stories, perspective, and question askers from all over the world. The more time we spend away from social media, the more time we realize we've got a lot of unanswered questions about screen usage in general.
Whether it's in our living rooms, dinner tables, airport terminals, or in the front seat of a car, somewhere along the way, devices and screens came into our lives and were given center stage without really asking our permission. We are here to ask some honest questions about why this happened, what it's doing to us, and if there's a way to reclaim the power of decision and to use our screens more intentionally and wisely.
Okay, orphans, listen to me. Listen to Ignacio. I know it is fun to wrestle. A nice pile drive to the face, or a punch to the face. But you cannot do it, because it is in the Bible not to wrestle your neighbor.
Going into this second season, we hope to share more frequently than we did last season.
But guys, for that to happen, we want you to play a part. If you have a question for our family or want to share your unique perspective on screen usage and social media, let's set up a time to chat or do an interview.
If you connect to this podcast, we would love it if you'd give us a great review on iTunes so that more people can hear about the boredom experiment and share their stories as well.
Every episode of The Boredom Experiment is made with a lot of joy in the Shasta trailer on our little plot of land near Kansas City, Missouri. As always, we would love to hear from you. Just write hello@wearewiththeparsons.com and we will write you back. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll see you next time. The Boredom Experiment. Now on H2O. Fox 4. Weeknights at 8.